But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. This verse is one that is so theologically rich that I'm not sure how to properly approach it and do it justice for just a short devotional. This is a verse that is often used as the basis for a study known as apologetics, which is where one defends their faith. Thus, it also has implications for evangelism, as you're sharing your faith with unbelievers. If you ask me, however, I feel that while those are important aspects of this verse, when it is put into the context of its section in 1 Peter 3, and even in the context of 1 Peter as a whole, this verse seems to be getting at more than defending our faith or even evangelism. This verse is talking about our actions as Christians. It is talking about our holiness. Let's look at 1 Peter 3:13 through 17 together. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame, for it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. You see, when you read 1 Peter, you notice Peter charging Christians to live holy lives. And this verse comes right smack in the middle of 1 Peter, where he states that they are being questioned about their hope. Holiness is the outward expression of our inward hope. This expression of our hope that causes people to take a look at us and notice we are different from the world. It is this outward expression of our hope that should be causing unbelievers to question us about the reasons for why we act the way we do. It is this outward expression of our hope that requires us to share and explain the gospel to any we encounter. Yes, evangelism and apologetics are an important part of this verse. The thing is, however, they are meaningless if our lives aren't displaying the hope we have. Though just like it is stated in an often overused and misused phrase, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. Remember, people won't listen to your words if your actions don't match.